I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Guys, we haven't done a tangent in so long. And nope. I mean, just hit the thing. Let's do the tangent.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the sh** we couldn't talk about on air.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I have been out of words lately for some time now, weeks and weeks. The moment the program is over, I'm out of words. I just don't have anything left in me.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I've been going through it. You know, but everything's okay. And, you know, here we go. We got to do it because the fans are asking for it. The people are mad.
I mean,
they're like, where the hell is
the
tangent?
They're beating my ass, like literally.
Yeah, no.
Daily.
So they were picketing outside my house this weekend. It was so crazy. I mean, and there were a lot more than 13 people. So I don't know what they were. So it's possible it was about something else, but it looked like it was about the tangent. And so I just assumed that it was. Anyway, here we go. Here's the tangent. How's everyone doing? Anyone have any pressing matters that you want to discuss? And a story you can only be told saying like fucking shit or anything like that, because now would be the time.
Anything? Well, do you want to tell us what you've been going through?
Right.
I mean, you've been over here texting Home Depot.
Right.
Fucking shit is right.
Right.
Yeah.
Domino's be getting all the attention
right.
over there.
No, I know. You're neglecting us and shit.
Some of the people I've been texting, their numbers aren't saved.
It'd be like that.
Oh, damn.
Is there like a criteria to get saved in your phone? Like, do you have a lot of unsaved numbers?
No, you're saved in my phone until you piss me off.
Oh.
Until I have every intention of never talking to you again. Then you become unsaved.
Oh, that's your move. Time to time. Yeah, Big Tim has been in my phone as like Bobby's son, like his mom's name. Like, this is Bobby's son texting me. He's also been a non-name in my phone, too.
Well, because he made you mad?
Yeah, so I like take his name out of my phone and just have a random number.
Have you ever almost broken up with him? Like, has it ever gotten real close?
Are you crazy? Yes, every week. You know,
like really, though? Like, really?
No. Like, really. Like, from my previous relationship, that's all we did was break up. Every day, every fight was like, it's over. Mm-hmm. And that was our way of like dealing with issues. Whereas with Big Tim, like I got with him and I started doing that. And he would be like, you got one more time. Like, if you do this one more time, I'm done for real. So now I don't do it as much. But like, if it gets
as much.
Yeah. I was going to say, except one more time ain't one more
right.
time. Because
right. But he know I'm just playing.
Because
right.
he knows you're not going anywhere. And you know he's not going anywhere. So you can pull that card because ain't nobody going anywhere.
Ain't nobody going anywhere. Yeah.
Oh,
know
my God.
Playing.
I couldn't date you. I would be like, I'd be terrified. I have abandonment issues. So every time I'd believe you'd really be leaving.
And that's how it was in the beginning for us. He was like, I don't do this whole like break. Why are we like, are you serious? Because I'm done. And I'm like, no, it's just mad. So now I don't do it. Yeah.
No, I feel you, girl. I had to stop that a long time ago too. Yeah. The like,
you bring up breaking up?
Yes.
Oh, she didn't have a breaking up while she was engaged and about to be married.
She's like, shut up. I did something naughty. It like it's one of the worst things I think you can do. Like, I was joking. I want to be clear. I was very joking, very much so. and I made a comment about like how he pissed me off, right? Javi, my husband, he pissed me
how
off.
How long ago was this?
This was last week.
Oh boy.
He made me very upset.
When he poured that pop down the drain.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh yeah. Oh girl. Yeah, as my hormones.
Oh boy.
Right. I'm carrying your child, but you're gonna pour my drink down the drain. So I'm looking at him, he's looking at me. We're mad. I'm madder. And he and I said something really naughty. I was very
naughty.
What'd
you say?
I was like, I can't fucking stand straight men. You guys are always pissing me off. And I was That's just true. Like, this fucking sucks. And I was like, I'm better off being D.
No, Paulina.
I was joking. Joking. I know. I was really naughty. Do you know that
you said the D word?
No.
I'm not.
Divorce.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you.
Not the D.
I was like, dick.
I just want to be clear. Though. Hold on.
Holy shit, Paulina.
I'm not judging you. But you told your husband last week who you just married that you think you should be divorced.
Yes, because we got into a stupid fight over food in the fridge. It was like really stupid. He like picks on me if I don't clean something right. And he's not wrong. I shouldn't leave spilled shit in the fridge because it's going to only make it worse. I get it. He's not wrong.
He's about to divorce you over it. Anyway, so what did he say? What was his reaction when you said that to him?
He knew that like that was wrong. And we both knew that was wrong. But I was also like very mad. And he goes, well, they should be a lesbian. This could be over. And I was like, this is just getting too much.
I want to watch you guys fight.
Happy 1 month anniversary.
Thank you. Wow. I know.
Paulina, I know.
That is, I think, like, I grew up seeing that in an actual, yeah, like, yeah, seriousness same. Of yeah. being, like, same. The D word yeah. being used in, like, all seriousness. I do not want that for me, for my daughter, for my damn dog. I don't want that for anybody. Because that is so bad, you guys. I was bad. I was naughty.
Did you apologize?
I did. I was like, we're not going to be that couple that throws that word around. It's not funny to me. But, like, at that moment, I was mad. So, like, I had to just one time.
Overspill shit.
Wow.
Yeah, overspill shit in the fridge.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. I did that. I was naughty.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Have either of you ever done that?
No. Uh-uh.
I don't believe it.
No. Uh-uh.
What would you say is the worst thing you've ever said to her?
I don't know.
And if you don't want to...
You hit low, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we've never talked about... We've never said the divorce word, but there's times where it's like... She's just like, I'm ready to be done with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, me and Ashley are just going to go. I'm like, okay. You know?
That's fair.
That's probably one of the worst things I say is then I'll be like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
And I'll be like, okay.
You better fight yourself. Right? Uh-huh. Fight for this family. Yeah.
I'll say, okay.
Oh, boy.
And I'll just like, okay. Nod and be like, okay, cool.
Oh, no.
And then.
Oh, my God. So I would beat his ass.
That's what Big Tim does now.
I can't take it.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead.
Right.
Go. Do it. Do
right.
it.
Right. That's I can't play because.
Right.
I cannot play because
you
I'll
you
be like,
same.
I'm going to leave. He'll be like, all right, go. Get the hell out of my house.
I start thinking about everything too. I'm like, shit, half is all a fucking lot. You know what I'm saying?
Boy,
yeah.
start adding it
right.
Up.
Hey, man, come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Right. She's like, Jason, Mike got any more room over there?
Right. Come on in.
Oh, my God.
It gets deep, y'all.
Yeah.
It gets deep in these fights.
I have been in deep fights, but holy shit.
I will say, though, as somebody who can be avoidant and pretty stoic, like, it is a very powerful thing if you have the discipline to say nothing when someone's really mad at you.
I would beat your ass too, though. Oh my God.
But it's worse when you don't say anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's infuriating.
If somebody's explosive and somebody's really emotional and they're like, blah, 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 and you just go, mm-hmm. okay.
Right.
And especially if you get up and walk out after that.
I just got triggered by you just doing that.
I know.
Like, I literally would turn violent if somebody.
And I.
Yeah.
I allegedly. I do it to avoid. But I mostly do it to because I don't want to. I don't like to fight where you wind up saying a bunch of shit that you then have to back out that has nothing to do with. So I typically want to separate myself. The problem is I don't always want to come back to it. You know what I mean? So like that's where I'm avoidant. I'm not avoidant because I don't want to address the issue. I'm avoidant because if I'm fighting with somebody who's super emotional in that moment, I know we're no longer fighting about what we're fighting about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're mad about this, and then all of a sudden it has something to do with my fucking mom or something, or I don't know, or something I did 2 months ago, or some broader issue that I'm like, this has nothing to do with the fight. I don't want to fight like this because then to make up, you got to back out of all the other shit before you then get back to the thing that you're fighting about. So I tend to just want to walk away. The problem is, depending how much you piss me off, I may not come back.
That
upsets people.
Right.
You did have a valid. I was always like, how could he do that? But you did have a valid reason why you do that, like from your childhood that you said. So I was like, oh, okay, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like before, I was like, how. But.
No, I don't want to fight about, I don't want to get into a knockdown dragout that winds up being 100 times worse than it needs to be over an issue that, is, you know what I mean? Because you know how it goes. Like, right. I'm pissed about this. And then it's like, and by the way. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're fighting about, like, I don't know, God knows what. And right. it has nothing to do with the problem. And then it just becomes this whole thing. And then you, sometimes people say stuff that they can't take back. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, I don't like to fight like
for
that.
No reason. Yeah. Like, right. And then you're right. hurt about something for no reason that someone didn't mean. Like, once it gets loud, I'm gone. Like, I don't want to yell. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. Like, I very much just shut down, and I don't think that's the healthiest thing, right. but it makes me feel better versus, like, screaming at someone and then coming up with something that I didn't want to talk about or that isn't true mm-hmm. or, you know, like, so.
You replay issues from your childhood in your relationships until you work through them. Like, they get replayed over and yeah. over and over again from your childhood unless you... you know, do the work, which is crazy because all of this stems from that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, oh, trust me, I see...
a bar?
Yeah, so I'm over here like, ooh, noted.
I see a lot of similarities in stuff that I... that appeals to me, that appealed to other people in my life previously, and it's like, ugh.
I know.
As much as you try not to be that, mm-hmm. it's amazing what influence your upbringing has on what you gravitate 100%. Towards. Ooh. Healthy and unhealthy, but yeah. Unfortunately for me it's a lot of unhealthy
right.
stuff that I'm like, why do I gravitate towards this? Like, why do I want it this way? And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, because this person in my life wanted it that way, and that's what I watched growing up. So it's like, I don't know.
You also don't do what's good for you, you do what you're used to.
Yeah, that's for sure, especially when you have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have a child, like, I only know one way to discipline, the right. way I was disciplined as a kid. You know what mm-hmm, I'm saying?
Right.
And mm-hmm. that's, you can't do that shit no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, yeah. You go to jail. Yeah.
Right. Right. You can't
even hit kids anymore.
Right. You yeah. can't like, yell at them or whatever. It's like, you just get so frustrated. I'm like, why am I getting frustrated? It's, then you realize it's like, that's the only way I 100%. Know how to discipline.
Yeah.
And it's crazy like that to just come full circle and be like, well, you can't do that anymore. You can't say this. You just have to, like, oh, yeah. it's just like a traumatic moment that you just unlock and try to fix, like, what do they call it?
Breaking the cycle.
Yeah, breaking mm-hmm. the generational cycle.
It's hard.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's yeah. for sure.
Well, plus, I mean, I had a couple male influences growing up, but my grandfather was probably the most prevalent or the most consistent. And I don't believe I ever saw him yell ever in my entire life. I mean, and that was almost 38 years of living or something with that guy. When he was pissed, you knew it, but he was pissed without saying a word. And the thing that he would always get us with was, and he only said it to me maybe two or three times, and I can remember exactly where I was when he said it, I'm so disappointed in you. That's what he would say.
That's
all he would say. That's all he had to say. Mm-hmm. Never yelled, never physically disciplined me. I'm sure he got frustrated, but like he never raised his voice at me ever. But he said that to me two or three times in my whole life, and it was like absolutely crippling. Which is something I'll use someday on someone else.
Damn.
Save it up. Oh. That's the thing. When you don't scream at everybody for everything all the time, and then when you finally do say something of meaning, that is the most powerful thing you can do. The problem is when you're constantly fighting, I feel like people they begin to not take you seriously anymore. Your threats or your words, and people they don't hear you anymore because you're just too busy yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know. But I try not to fight like that, but... when you do have the discipline to keep it in.
Oh my God, that's torture.
And then just sort of brew something up that's like a really cutting one liner and then walk out. Ooh, baby.
But you can't take it back. Evil. Like, once you say it, you can't take it back.
That's why I just don't, right. I try not to do it.
Uh-huh. But then you're fighting to win the fight, which it's never about actually winning. Like, you want to say something cutting and then you're like, got one up on you. Like, that's not what fighting in a relationship is about.
But sometimes what fighting is really about is being heard. And I feel like most of the time in fights I've been in relationships, it's two people arguing their side and not hearing the other person's side. And yeah. and so it's like there is no middle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oftentimes. What are you going
to
say?
Like, no, I say nothing, not to because I'm going to say something stupid. I just want it to be over. Mm. So like, I'll just be like, uh-huh, yep. Yeah, like,
oh my God.
And she's just like, Jess is just saying what, like everything. That, she's right. 100% of the time, I'm just like, uh-huh. She's like, you don't say anything? No. So it's like, is it done?
I don't know if you have to say that, but at least you can say, like, I heard you.
Right, uh-huh.
Like,
right.
I'm more about, like, Jesus. Okay, what is, okay, you're being loud, but, like,
yes.
what is the point? Let uh-huh. me take that in. Okay, you want to see things X, Y, Z. This
right.
is your point of view. Okay, yeah. cool. Then it's a wrap. Like, I don't need to scream back at you.
Yeah, but that also stems from your upbringing, right. too. Like, when your parents are yelling at you, you 100%. Ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you're just quiet as hell.
Oh, I said shit.
I'm a back talker, right. Is what I was called.
Oh, yeah.
I get my ass beat.
I always got my ass beat.
Same. I still talk to him.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever had... what is, I want my guys to call it insignificant, but have you ever had a former, like, for example, former romantic partner, it could be family, it could be friend, whatever. Have you ever had an event happen in someone else's life that had nothing to do with you that you believe for a period, this is not what I've been going through, but it didn't help, that you believe then has just impacted the rest of your life? For example, this is what happened to me, separate issue, but there's a girl back home that I matched with years ago, and we get together when I'm out there, and it's like we really care about each other. Like it's a very healthy, like, good thing. She's a lot younger, doesn't live here. I don't know, there's just a lot of reasons why I guess it really hasn't come together. And also, like, I guess I think I have a lot of time because she's so much younger. She's in her late 20s. But we kept in touch and we talked about, you know, getting together. She talked about moving here for her job, and so there was just a lot of things, and then I didn't hear from her for a while, and I don't know why, but one night I'm like really stoned, and I'm like, where the hell, something's going on here, like, what's the deal? And I text her, I'm like, where have you been? Because the last conversation we had was about trying to figure out a way to make it work and communicate that.
Oh shit.
And her response was, I've been dreading this message from you. And I'm like, why, what'd you do? And she goes, your worst nightmare. And I go, what is that? She got pregnant.
Ooh. Oh.
She got knocked up. Oh. Yeah. No, like a guy.
By someone she's dating?
Like a guy at the gym kind of thing. Like, I guess they were dating, but I don't think the intent was
for marriage.
Oh.
Or to get knocked up. But like instantly, as soon as she said that, like, it took me hours to back out of what I thought. What, like, it was like, we could have been together. We could have been married. We could have done all these things. We didn't do any of those things. But then instantly, as soon as it feels like it was taken off the table, like, it felt like a seismic shift in my life. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, this thing that I guess I thought was always going to be on the table feels very much off the table completely. And I mean, it's not. She's not dead. I don't think she's happy. I don't want her to be unhappy, but I also, like, don't particularly care for the fact that some other guy's having her, you know, knocked her up, you know what I mean?
Right.
And like, even if it doesn't work out, like, that changes the dynamic forever. And not necessarily in a bad way. I mean, I think she's excited to be a mom. I don't think she's necessarily excited to be a mom with him, or that's the way she saw it. But then it's like, you start to go down this rabbit hole of, well, that should have been me. Like, I should have been the one, you know what I mean? Like, why wasn't the accident with me? And then it starts, and the thing is, like, I didn't necessarily feel that strongly yesterday. But as soon as you tell me now that something's, like, sort of fundamentally different, it really fucked with me for a few days. Like, I was really fucked up. You've never had this? You've never had, like, a guy that, or a girl that, like, was in your life and you thought maybe someday, and then you find out they got married. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck. Like, oh, I guess not. And then you feel a certain kind of way about it? You never had that happen?
But, like, why do y'all do that? Because I've had this situation, but I was the girl. Like, when I wasn't in a relationship, my ex was like, you know, he did whatever. But the moment I got in a relationship, that man was at my door. Like, I will marry you tomorrow. Please. Like, please stop. But, like, why? You had years of me being with you. You had years of this girl that you guys could have been something, made something happen. But why did it take for her to make that decision with somebody else? And now it affects you.
I guess my thing with her, especially being younger, was like, every now and again, and we didn't live in the same city, so every now and again, I knew she'd meet somebody, and something would happen. It usually would last a month or two or three, and then she'd call me and be like, that's what I was doing, and let's see each other, or whatever. So I guess, and I thought that she had every right to do that, because, like, she's young, and I don't know. Like, I wasn't in a position to marry her today, so it was like, I guess I just figured all roads would wind up back here if that's what it was supposed to be.
Right.
And now, you know, honestly, like, I don't know if she's listening to this or whatever. I could be totally wrong. But I think if I were like, hey, move to Chicago, I'll raise the kid, I think she'd probably consider that strongly.
So she wanted more at one point than, like,
we both wanted more at some point. It's just, for whatever reason, I just didn't think it was urgent. Like, I didn't think it had to happen now.
Lord, yeah, y'all think mercy. Y'all have all the time in the world. Like, it don't work like that.
Nope.
I don't know. But again, like, how do you get into a serious relationship with somebody who, like, they don't live where
that's
you
your dream.
I don't know.
You want that. Like, you want a long distance.
Maybe to date, but, like, to be married to, like, to have a life
she
with.
She can never move?
No, she could. I don't know. The truth of the matter is, I just thought I had time.
Oh, my God.
Time waits for no man.
Yeah.
It doesn't wait.
I don't. I feel like if it was that special, there would be that innate like urgency.
Have you met a straight man? I'm serious. This is so common.
Girl, they don't care until somebody else has it.
It's not that she wasn't special. She is. It's just... I thought that there were pieces that were going to come together on their own, and when they did, then it would work. Like, for example, supposedly there was something on the table for her to move here. Mm-hmm. And so I just figured she would do that, and then we would see what happened. But, like, that piece never came together, and now there's this, and now it's, like, a whole different thing. And again, like, I don't wish anything bad on her. I wish this weren't the case. I want her to be happy if it means that she can fix it with this guy. It just makes me feel even worse that it sounds like it's somebody who isn't maybe what she wanted or what she deserves.
I don't know. I see a lot of dudes that'll think there's something that might come along that's better. Like, I love her. Like, this is it. But, like, there might be... What else is out there? It happens so frequently.
Yeah, that's a wild mentality.
It is.
I don't think that's this.
I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying I've seen this story.
No, that's what these dating... That's what the dating apps are.
Right.
The dating apps are inherently what is next.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's I don't have to necessarily... Like, you have a one in a gazillion chance of actually... matching with the person that you want to on the dating app, meeting them. Because the thing is, first I got to get your attention, and then I got to get you to like commit to your attention long enough to me to get you to go out with me and not keep checking the app to see if something better comes in. That's the whole game. You know,
yep.
It's like the odds, like there's a girl I matched with a couple of weeks ago, last week, and I really want to go out with her, but like, I don't know what happened to her. Like, I don't know if she just doesn't check it. Like, Kaylin, right. You never check it. I don't know if she met somebody else. I don't know if she's not interested. I mean, she matched with me. She messaged me.
Right.
But like, that's the one person out of 50 on there I want to go out with. And like, I don't know what I guess I just sit and wait and see what happens. Because again, like, I could be the guy at 12 o'clock on Tuesday, but then by 4, maybe some other good-looking guy, you know, comes up on top of me, and then maybe somehow he gets her number and goes out with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's inherent in our society that there's just something better, and you don't have to invest in anybody because no one's real until they're real.
Yeah, I will say similar to you. So, like, my first, like, real relationship, first love, he, and I didn't know he was about to propose, but he, I mean, years later came to me and, like, kind of just, like, still checking the temperature or whatever. And I, at that moment, was like, no, like, I'm good. You know, I want the best for you. I want you to be happy. But, like, I wasn't in. I was dating someone else, whatever. But his wedding, like, he then did propose, which, like, sorry to that woman. And they got married and stuff. And his wedding day was extremely hard for me, even though it wasn't something that I wanted. I never planned on getting back with him. It was like I had a grieving process over that for sure, because we thought we were going to get married and we talked about raising kids and stuff. So, like, that was a difficult day and fucked me up for, like, a little bit. For sure.
I guess anyone I've been talking to now would hear this and be like, oh my God, this guy's dead. It's not even that. Like, it is that, but it's not like I devalue anything happening now. It's that I guess I just never saw a day where that wouldn't come together if it was supposed to, or I guess I never saw something like this happening.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you just took the situation for granted. You know what I'm saying?
I probably did.
Yeah.
Like, I probably
got too comfortable. It's like, oh, it'll always be there. And then boom.
I think, but in some ways, I think maybe she did too. And like it, but I will be honest. What does torture me is the fact that like that happened with someone else.
Just random, like, right? It's not like someone she was in a relationship with.
And again, I don't know how random.
Maybe you guys made love.
I don't. Maybe.
Oh
maybe.
My God.
I don't know.
What?
Challenge over.
Right. Did we just solve the challenge?
It's a 28-day challenge and a 30-day challenge.
Did it feel
over?
Different when you were fucking her?
Did you say you love her?
Anyway.
Were the candles lit? Was the fire burning?
There were no candles.
You guys had chemistry. You cared about each other in a way that you don't care about other people.
I mean, she obviously liked this guy because it was fucking him. But like.
But I'm saying for you two, do you feel like that was when you made love?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I think there's still a chance there, but this should be your warning of like, if you continue to take it for granted and you know you really want it and you don't make a move on it, then next thing you know, she pop up married, then you can't feel
well,
away.
This one is particularly cutting, but I can say that I do have a tendency to have extreme revisionist history. Like a girl that I hooked up with off and on for years, in fact, quite the timing is a little sus on it, but I just happened to look at her Instagram not that long ago, and she just got engaged. And it was like well, that's interesting, because unless that happened really quickly.
Right.
But anyway, and for a minute, I was like, fuck. You know, like, that sucks. And I actually think that person should have given me a heads up that was coming. Okay. Like, I think the person at least owed me, hey, heads up. Like, I'm real serious with somebody. And so, like, because we were sort of messaging a little bit and, like, no indication of a guy in the picture. Shit. Not to mention a guy who's going to propose. And so then you see the picture and you're like, oh, shit. But, like, you're right. In those cases, I wasn't all that proactive. And so it sucks in the moment. But I am famous for looking back and seeing the happy family of people I used to date and be like, shit, I missed it. But I didn't miss it because I didn't make any choice. In this case...
You fucked around and you found out.
Were you having the times you were having sex with this woman, were they all protected? Like, you're using protection every time?
No.
Kevin.
I'm just saying, because like I would feel a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're having protected sex with this girl all the time,
different.
And then she hooks up with this dude unprotected and has a baby. No.
There are a lot of parameters here. There are a lot of parameters and some...
All right.
I'm not going to get into her fucking sexual history, but let's just say there were some things in place that then aren't any. It doesn't matter.
Damn, she pulled the goalie?
I think you made love, Fred.
I think you did.
Well, no one knows who I'm talking about. This person had an indestructible method, and then I think, unfortunately, had some health issues that then required that to be removed. And then I think that might be a factor as to why.
She also fucked around and found out.
Kinda.
Oh my God.
Damn, girl.
But of course, me, high and drunk and pissed, I'm like.
This is a country song.
Whoa.
You know, my first question is, and I almost said her name. I'm like, are you just letting everybody fucking jizz in you?
Oh my
God. You said that?
Yeah, I did.
So there's no shot anymore. Like, it's over. Like, between
the two of you. No. She.
What? I who?
No. The funny thing is, like, she.
Did you try? Did you try to hit it while she's pregnant?
What? I haven't seen her, and no.
Just asking.
What?
I think she's like.
I mean,
she's. She's like 3.5 months. I think it's like pretty noticeable, which would really fuck me up.
Oh, this is like recent.
This happened like last week.
This is Home Depot.
Is this
this is
well, you really have been going through it.
This
huh?
is a like, separate whoa. Issue.
Okay.
But I want to be clear.
It
like,
rains and pours, my guy.
It's not necessarily like altering the way what's happening to me right now in that regard, but it definitely like caused me to have some perspective.
Yeah, it's a gut punch. Like, oh, damn, it's real.
But if she were to be like, yo, Fred, I need your help. Like, you know, you going to help me raise this baby? You down?
What is going on? Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Those are very hard questions. But I mean, my point is,
will you raise this kid?
But we're good. Like, I said that to her, but like, I will give her credit. She let me get out what I needed to get out. Like, she knew I was going to be upset. Mm. And I think she was like, I knew you'd find out, but like, I wasn't ready for it. No, she's great. No, she's a great person. I wish her well. I am sad for her, honestly. I'm sad for her because this is not, I think, what she wanted. And I hope it works. I hope that right now it's doom and gloom and those two figure it out. I don't know. I don't know the nature of their relationship. I mean, we didn't really get into it. I mean, it sounded like an accident. It sounded like a new thing that now is a thing because it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, those things don't usually work. I mean, I don't get the impression that the life she's living now is the life she would have intended to live otherwise. I think it's like, well, fuck, we're having a kid, so let's try. Wow. Unfortunately, I don't know that that's necessarily what's going to work. And I hope it does. I really do. Like, no, as much as it makes me sad. But, I mean, there's a kid involved
now. It's okay, but you don't want that. But when you were getting off, like, you were expressing to her, like, you were pissed about it, did she ever come back to you and say, bro, I've been here for years. Why you didn't make the move?
No. I mean, she was clear with me, like, that we'd done this time and time again and that part of her moving on is a result of us not doing anything. It wasn't like it was my fault.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But at the same time, I think we both take responsibility because we're both pretty avoidant.
Okay.
So like the last conversation we had was like, can we communicate where we're at along the way? Mm-hmm. And that never happened.
Okay.
And that was months ago. That was months ago. Yeah. So again, she disappears and I'm like, all right, she met a guy. This has happened a couple times before. It's happened to me. And then, I don't know, it doesn't work, and you sort of, you know, reevaluate. And I think that's exactly what this was until it wasn't. But honestly, though, like the, and I don't know who, I think she maybe listens to this. I don't know, but.
Oh,
the,
shit.
This is perfect. For
but I haven't said anything, I haven't said anything bad.
No.
Like, I have a lot of care for this person. I really do. But it's like the way she's communicating about this, it doesn't make me feel good inside about her state of mind. And I don't like that.
You got to go. You got to go to her house.
Yes.
Stand outside with a boombox.
Yeah. Yes.
Throw pebbles at her window and just hold it above your head.
Mm-hmm.
The baby?
No. The boombox.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, like, this is what I picture. You go home for Christmas. She's home, you know, she's there.
Uh-huh.
You're going to like, hey, let's just go out and catch up.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go out. You're going to take her out for a coffee or whatever. She's going to cry about how horrible the baby daddy is. And you're going to say, well, you know what? I'm here for you. Okay? Uh-huh. And then y'all going to go have sex.
Oh,
then,
my God.
Wow. And then, yeah, y'all going to make love.
But I think he's already made love. So, like, when you... I'm saying, like, every time you would go back, it started changing from, like, just a hookup. Like, the feelings were there. Friend.
There is a lot. I will say, this. She's in a rare category of people that I really
you
care for.
You fucking made love,
yeah,
bro.
You made love, bro.
The trust is there.
Yeah. Now you need
like,
to.
You got different feelings. Yep. It wasn't just like, hey, right. I'm in town. It was just like, yo.
But here's the other thing.
Love.
Yeah. The other aspect of this that you got to think about is that as a decent human being, mm-hmm. I should probably remove myself from the chat because I think she probably needs to figure out that without my influence. Like, as much as I would love to swoop in and, like, I don't know, comfort her in some way, or I have no issue raising somebody else's kid. I have no issue with that. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily think that that's what... we're not even taking into consideration what this jackass wants.
Yeah.
So, like, for all I know... Oh, you know what I mean? So it's like, maybe they break up and maybe she has a baby and then maybe... look, I was a kid that was mm-hmm. raised by somebody else. So that's not my issue. My issue right now is I think she needs to figure that out without me meddling in it.
That's true. That's especially true. If you're still on the fence of just y'all just hooking up. If you are serious about, listen, I will take this to the next level if you want to, let her figure that out with him. Once it doesn't work, then you have to come in hard. You can pause. You cannot.
Unfortunately, that would have been done.
You can't take your time with it.
Right.
You gotta show up like, baby, I'm ready.
Trust me, I wish it had come in soft. I really do. We wouldn't have this problem. But anyway, the point is not like,
wow.
Because I don't know. I have my own stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. I have my own stuff going on, and it doesn't reflect on that. In fact, some of the people with whom that's happening, I've even discussed this with, because it's not like, holy shit, I just realized that, like, that was my life and it's over. Mm-hmm. It was a gut punch, and it was an unexpected one, and it was like, fuck. Right. You know, in a split second, like, something that you thought could be or I don't know. There's a lesson there, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't take it for granted.
No.
Yeah, Home Depot, if you're listening, Fred still, he still wants to be with you.
But you know what I'm talking about. I mean, Caitlin, she was dating somebody else, but yet the day that this guy got married sucked. And why?
Really
why does it suck? You're in a happy relationship. You didn't want to be with him. You said no to him. Why does it suck? It sucks because it's like a door slammed closed. And
yeah,
I think
it
everybody
like a death, it felt like.
Everybody
yeah.
like would prefer to keep the door open, right? Like, and again, it's unfair. But I think this also sucks because I don't think she made this choice consciously either. Mm. I mean, it's not like she met a guy, fell in love with him, married him, had a kid. It's not like she even fell in love with him, I don't think. I think she just was dating a guy, she liked him, and then had a kid.
She fucked around and found out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this would be equally sad, but very different if mm-hmm. she called me and said, hey, I got married, I'm pregnant, and I'm really happy. I mean, that sucks for me, but, like, I don't know. It's not sort of devastating because it's like, ah, shit. Oh, well. But this is, like, not... This doesn't look like a great situation, and it sort of removes me from the chat. You know what I mean?
Right.
And both of those things kind of suck.
Do you think you were ever in love with her?
The way you talk,
yes,
it sounds
yes,
like you... Oh,
yes.
See?
Okay.
You made love,
you've been
right?
in love.
Maybe I did that.
So,
you've been in
I don't
love.
Know. Was that, like, your oh. first time you were really in love, do you feel like? Because I also think your first love affects you for the rest mm-hmm. of your life, no matter
I
what.
I don't think it was the first, but it was it's a very few, very, I mean,
right.
very
I mean, you
few.
Were in love,
your
man.
Mama likes her?
What's that?
Mama Fred likes her?
She only met her once as she was leaving at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So well, yeah, okay.
She could get a grandchild out of it, like right. a half grandchild
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah, this step grandchild. I mess around and be the one.
This yeah, might, how you know deep? What? I mean, this
be at your wedding. Call
it, I mean, I don't know who you be texting, but this woman has been affecting your life, son. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is a week old thing. And again, it's not even.
So it wasn't her.
It's not even like disruptive to today's life. It's just like a one of those slap in the face life moments where you're like, oh.
It's not
right.
over that.
It's grieving.
Not
over. But it's not a final.
It's not over. It's not
but she. But Kaylin said it. It feels like a death.
Yeah.
Kaylin's was like a death because that's it marriage. It's final. The door is closed for now. For now. Because you know how I feel about that.
But you, we know how Paulina feels
right,
about it too.
But hey, now. This is just like Paulina, like, yeah, any day, say the wrong thing.
All I got to do is spill something in the fridge. She's going to divorce me too. She'll divorce my ass. We're divorced.
About to be over.
We love an honest queen.
But this is not final. For you,
it's not.
There is still a window. This is just a little. This is just a little sprinkle from heaven reminding you that, honey, don't take it for granted. When I,
it's like a full circle too. Like it happened in your life. You know what I'm saying, as a kid, and now you can be that person. Yes.
I bring this up because I would imagine that there are happily married people or people in happy relationships listening right now who can relate to. I don't not want what I have, but I didn't necessarily want that information. You know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me. But again, I'm famous for this. I'm famous for the girl I haven't talked to in 3 years. I find out she got married and is supposedly happy with kids. And I go, shit, I missed it. I missed it. But I don't think I missed it because I don't think I would have let it go if it was it. But for that moment, you're like, oh.
Yeah. No, it hurts. I mean, I think it's like crazy when people are like, no, I'm in this relationship. I only think about this person for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like there are like, I think it is healthy to have like, not secrets, but like things that are just like for you to go through. I mean, like it's just life. Like we're humans. And so I think that's normal. I think that's very normal to feel that.
They be lying.
The problem is, Fred, the problem is
some
that
people swear.
You need to share this information with us in real time. You know what I'm saying? Because we can help you. You hold it secret, you fuck it up. You know what I'm saying?
This dude wanted to know if I was raw dogging this. With no context.
He's like, you need to call me and tell me if you're raw dogging or not.
Like, with no context.
I would be so mad. I'm like, yo, we're having protection all the time, and then boom, you get pregnant with some dude.
Like, hey, Roofie.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm a grown up. Like, I make grown up decisions, okay? Like, I, you know, things are discussed. People are, you know, people get raw dog responsibly all the time, okay?
He's like, if you only just told me every detail of your life,
you know what I'm saying? Just share it and then we can help you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but it's amazing how you can convince yourself that something was so. And I think I'm not talking about her anymore because she's great. I'm really not talking about her. But in general, it's amazing how you can convince yourself that whatever you now can't have is absolutely the thing that you wanted to have. I don't think that's what's going on with her. But in general, I can tell you about 10 times in my life where I've been devastated for an hour or two about something that I had total control over, let go, and then that person did what everybody's going to do, which is go find something else. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Why I let that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Damn, you love this woman, Fred.
You are in love.
Just
but
say
I'm
it.
Allowed
Just
to
say
I'm
it.
Allowed to love people that, you know, that do other things. You know, it's not like the love goes away.
Yeah.
I don't not love her because she
Ooh.
You know, because that happened to her. And I hope I know, Kiki, you think I'm full of shit. Like, I don't, I really don't, as much as it may not include me, I don't want anything bad to happen to her. Like, why?
Not what? Bad to happen to her, but you don't want that relationship to work out with her and that guy.
Well, I'd prefer she wasn't having a baby with a guy. Well, like, I would have been upset about a relationship, but at least when the relationship ends, then it, then so does all remnant of that relationship. Mm-hmm. Now that dude is going to be, if I marry that woman, I'm fucking with this guy now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And like, oh man. Fuck you.
Not necessarily. That doesn't have to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he might be a deadbeat dad.
Right.
Well, let's hope he's not.
Right.
Kaylin, you hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you,
I cannot like the outcome, but also not wish something bad on
him. Well, because we were like kids like this, so like we really hope.
God,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That the dads.
Wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
Like the damage is, look, the damage is done. I guess I wish she were happy.
Yeah.
And I just don't think she is.
Right. That's also really painful to see someone that you do love and care about be in a situation that you just either know is not right for them or know, like,
well,
you can tell that they're not, like, specifically their happy self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or even, like, friends that I love. Like, I've seen them stay in stuff and it just breaks my heart. Like, you want to go in there and save them, but you just can't. You have to let people make their own mistakes, which
That sucks. Is a very hard thing to do, is watch somebody do something that is so clear to everybody else.
It sucks.
But for whatever reason, they can't. That's a whole different topic. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
Congrats, Fred. You finished the challenge. You did it.
I guess I did.
Yeah. Wow.
I guess in theory. I guess in theory. But I... We can still have the challenge, though. We can see what happens, you know, in the next 20. How many days you got left? I mean, I'd like be happy to.
25, something like that.
Anybody
right.
wants to try me out for, you know, I'll let you know if I fell in love or not. Oh, didn't fall in love. Better do it again to see what happens. It's The Tangent. Thanks for listening.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.